Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Church. We exist to honor God through reaching our city and touching the world with the amazing love of Jesus Christ. Now, let's join Senior Pastor Rick Shelton for this life-changing message.
All right, let's read the word. Ready? John chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. John 10, 3 through 5. Oh, you ready for this? I've always loved this verse. This is an amazing verse. John 10, 3 through 5. To him, to Jesus, the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them. Isn't this powerful? And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of a stranger. The title of my message today is Hearing God's Voice, Hearing God's Voice. You know, a number of years back, whenever I was on a sabbatical for a short time, Donna and I decided to visit different churches. We wouldn't have opportunity to visit after, you know, pastoring all these years. And so we visited this one church that I won't mention what type was, but it was a mainline fundamental denominational church. And so we're sitting there in this church, and I'll never forget it. The pastor stood up and he began to preach on hearing God's voice. And when he began to preach, here's what he said. He said, God no longer speaks today except through his written word. That ever since the last of the apostles died, God no longer needs to speak to people as he did then. He has already spoken through his written word. So you only follow him and hear his voice through his written word. Now, I was squirming in the pew, and because one thing I wanted to shout to the top of my lungs is I wanted to stand up and shout, you've come too late to tell me. I've already heard his voice. And I understand, and of course believe, that the written word is our primary source of following God. And everything must bow its knee and defer to the authority of God's written word. We know that. But thank God that God does speak to us today. And not only does he speak to us, but it's so important, listen to me, it's so important for us to hear the voice of God. This is one of the things I want to impress on you today. If you're here and you're a Christian, you say, I follow Jesus, but you're one of those believers that say, you know, I really don't think I've ever heard what I could say, God speak to me, God's voice. I want to tell you that you're missing out on part of the regular equipment that God has given to everyday believers. And not only that, but also, I'm going to show you a few scriptures here in a moment that I believe build the case for the fact that if you do not listen to the voice of God, yes, first in scripture, but then him to speak to you on the inside and follow that voice of God, that it's impossible to fully carry out God's plan for your life. Are y'all with me today? So I want to, first of all, do something, if you allow me to do this, bear with me a moment. And I want to show you, before I talk to you about how to hear the voice of God, I want to show you how important the Bible teaches us the voice of God is right now. In other words, for you to hear God's voice and to know God's voice. First of all, you must understand this. The Bible is broken up into, in other words, as far as what it describes, is broken up into different dispensations. That's a term, theological term, but It simply means different ages. And by ages, we mean that what theologians mean when they talk about dispensations is that there was a dispensation or an age. For example, in the Bible, it's described in the Old Testament called the dispensation of the patriarchs. And what the dispensation of the patriarchs was, it was an age where God was dealing with his people in a certain way that changed after that dispensation. And here's the way he dealt with them. The dispensation of the patriarchs means that it was an age where God dealt with families, and he spoke to them through patriarchs, which patriarchs is simply heads of families. This would be people like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Enoch and Noah. These were all heads of families. And if you study those parts of Scripture, you will clearly see that primarily God spoke to the patriarch whatever he wanted to say to the family. Now, something important to know about that particular age or dispensation is God was dealing with his people all the time, but he was dealing with them through the patriarch. His voice was heard only by the patriarch, and his dealings were confined to a family, to families that he had chosen. You move past that, and then you go to a different dispensation. It's called the dispensation of law. It's where God put Israel under the system of a law, you know, to pave the way for us, you know, for the gospel. But under the system of law, there were priests and a temple and prophets. And in this system, under the dispensation of law, now please don't get lost in this stuff. Watch this. It's so important to me. Under this dispensation of law, God primarily spoke to his people through the prophets. Even if he wanted to get a message to the king, most of the time, only on very extraordinarily rare occurrences would he bypass this, but normally he would speak to the prophets. And also in this age of the dispensation of law, God confined his dealings to a nation. And the patriarchs, it was a family. Now he's dealing with a nation. He chose Israel, right? And so we know that God's dealings were all with this nation called Israel. So we see now God speaking through prophets. That's how he's got his word to the people. And he confined his dealings to a nation. Now we move past that to what is called the dispensation of the gospel or dispensation of grace. And that's the age, watch this, that we're living in right now. And again, the only reason it's important for me to delineate these different dispensations or ages is not to give you a theological lesson. It's to help you understand that all through history, yes, the dealings of God has changed in the way he deals with and speaks to people, his people. Are you with me now? But one thing that has not changed is that through every age, God is still speaking. Are y'all with me now? He's always dealing with his people. So now you come to the dispensation of the gospel or the dispensation of grace. In this age that we're in now, God is not dealing with speaking to patriarchs for family. He's not speaking to prophets for a nation. He's speaking to everybody. God's dealings are not limited by any parameter, any boundaries. God deals with all of us individually, and his voice is spoken not through a patriarch, not through a prophet. His voice is spoken in this temple as he deals with me. Now, I don't know if that little progression there we just laid out helps you at all, but it really kind of amazes me and blows my mind to think that in this age, that God, you know, when he was once dealing just with a nation as a whole, now he's dealing with me as if I were the nation or if I were the whole family. Does that make sense? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, it says, we, our bodies, are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of God dwells on the inside of you. Now, so what we understand then is as a Christian, that we're all part of a body, and it's important for us to work together and to follow the leadership that God gives in the body of Christ. This doesn't replace any of that. But by the same token, that myself, when I lay down my head at night on the pillow, and whenever I pray, I know that God is dealing with me personally, not just through the pastor, not just through the church. I don't just have to hear from him through the message on Sunday. Are y'all with me now? I can hear from him in the midnight hour when I'm all by myself. Amen? Now, having laid that out, I want you to just listen to this very clearly. Jesus, help us. I'm running out of time. Watch this. I wanted to show you just a couple of examples, if I can. Look with me in Exodus chapter 15. This is back with under the dispensation of the law. And let's just read this real quick here, starting in verse 25. 15:25. Let me tell you what's happening here before we read this. You know, Moses and Israel was delivered out of Egypt through the Red Sea. Now they've only been out of Egypt's bondage for 3 days. Now they come to this place called Marah, and there's a pool of water there. They were all desperately thirsty, but when they came to the water, it was what? Some of you know it was bitter, right? They couldn't drink the water. So God shows Moses a tree, and he has him to take this tree, and he said, if you throw it in the water, the bitter waters will become sweet, and you can drink it. He took the tree, threw the tree into the water. It made the bitter water sweet, and they were all able to quench their thirst. And out of this, God now speaks to them. It's 3 days into the desert. You ready? He says, verse 25, so he cried out to the Lord. Moses did, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made, this is talking about God, God made a statute and ordinance for them, and there he tested them and said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Now, real quickly, what can we see here? What was the one requirement here for God protecting them and God taking care of them and giving them health? What was it? It was hearing the voice of God. Isn't that interesting? So that you can see that this is not an anomaly. Let's go on further into the desert. Now they've been in the desert quite some time. They come to Mount Sinai. Exodus chapter 19, it says in verses 3 through 6, watch this. And Moses went up to God, the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and I brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant. Can you see God is coming back again over and over? He said, the one thing you got to do is hear my voice and keep my covenant. Then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. So we see here that the one requirement is you'll hear the voice of God and obey it. If you do, then God's perfect will be worked out in your life. You'll be a unique people, different than anyone else, and live on a higher level. Let's go to one more place. Watch this. Deuteronomy chapter 28. This is now much later on in the wilderness. He says in Deuteronomy chapter 28, he says, now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. What do we see here? Now God lays out all of his blessings. Now look at me, listen to this. God's saying, look, I have all these blessings for you. He said, but the only way you're going to walk in all these blessings, ready for this, is not just to go to church. He didn't just say, if you will go to church every Sunday, or if you will just pray every day, prayer is important, going to church is important. If you just read your Bible, reading your Bible is important, but that's not what he said. He said, if you want to be blessed in every way, he said, you've got to hear my voice. What's the difference between praying and reading the Bible as opposed to hearing the voice of God? Well, I have known many Christians who can read their Bible, maybe even every day, but yet God is never speaking to them personally out of it. They may be reading it as a history book. They may be looking for little spiritual or theological truths to add to their repertoire. But let me tell you something about the voice of God. One sure way that you can know when you read your Bible whether or not you're just reading or whether you're hearing the voice of God. How many of you want to know how to know? I'm going to tell you one way you can know. If you're hearing the voice of God in what you're reading, the voice of God is always now. Y'all missed that. In other words, if you're reading and it's always about what did happen, you're not hearing the voice of God. The voice of God, you know you're hearing God's voice because, let me tell you, it's the way it is about anybody's voice. You're hearing my voice because my voice is speaking now. If I spoke yesterday, you'd be crazy to sit here to hear what I said yesterday, because my voice yesterday is gone. When I speak, the voice of anyone is always heard in the now. When I read my Bible every day, I'm always looking for what the now voice of God is saying to my life today. What does this mean to me today? What does God want me to do today? What do I need to change today? What do I need to hear? Y'all with me now, huh? It's not, the voice of God is not hearing what was. It's hearing what is and what will be. Are y'all with me now? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Boy, I get too excited about my preaching. That's not good, is it, huh? All right. Now, so anyway, just listen to this. We already read how that his sheep hear his voice and they won't follow the voice of another. They'll follow him because they know his voice. Now, let's just talk about this just for a minute. God says you will know his voice. Now, watch this. So it's one thing to teach people, say, you need to hear the voice of God to follow him in your life. But that's not enough. You need to know that voice. And many Christians that I know will tell me, I don't know it. I need to know it. Help me to know the voice of God. See, you know the voice of Rick Shelton, right? If you heard me on a radio or on a phone or whatever, I wouldn't have to say I'm Rick. How many of y'all agree? I wouldn't have to say I'm Rick Shelton. If I said, hey, how you doing today? You go, well, this is Pastor Rick. How many of y'all agree that's true, huh? You've heard. Why would you know that? Because you've heard me enough. One thing that happens is, one of the main ways that you really know the voice of God is you've got to start taking baby steps in stepping out by faith and trying to hear the voice of God. And the more you hear the voice of God, the more whenever he picks up the phone and calls you, you just say, he don't even have to say, hey, this is God. You say, hey, God! Yeah. Y'all out there today. It's true. You know, after all these years, you know, as fleshly as I can be sometimes and as hard-headed as I can be, but because of all this experience all these years, I'm not saying it's always easy, but it's so much, the voice of God is so much more clear to me now. It's like I can pick it up much more clear because of all these years' experience. I said, oh, yeah, God, that's you. So much so that, I mean, I've picked up the phone so many times and called God and heard his voice that now if the devil picks up the phone and calls and says, hello, this is God, I say, you ain't God. You with me now? You ain't God. No, I'm God. I don't care what you say. You ain't God. I know God's voice. Hallelujah. You know, if someone calls me, this happens every once in a while, and I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe I've talked to them once or twice somewhere in the past, or, and they'll call, and I'll have to say, well, they'll say, hey, Pastor Rick, and I'll say, Who is this? Because I haven't talked to them enough, and I haven't heard them, had them speak to me enough. Now, so it may frustrate some people first to hear that the way to know the voice of God is to hear the voice of God first. But if you understand that the hearing the voice of God is just like any other of the blessings and the gifts of God that He gives us, they all require us to step outside of our head and our flesh and take a step of faith one day after we prayed and say, let me back up and say this. We pray, God, I need an answer in this situation, Lord. I need to know which way to go, Lord. Would you please speak to me? Let me tell you, if you're going to start this way, make sure you lay down all private agendas. If you don't lay down your private agendas or your selfish desires and your impure motives and all that, you'll pollute the well, and you won't be able to hear the voice of God. But if you empty out the impure motives, selfish desires, do this in order to really try to practice hearing the voice of God. You empty all that out and come to some place where you need an answer, and you say, God, I don't care what it is. I don't care what it means for me. I'm going to empty these impure motives and these selfish ambitions and private agendas, Lord, and all I want to know is I want you to speak to me. And I'm going to trust, Lord, if I sense your voice in me, even if it's like a small whisper, I'm going to take a step of faith. And Lord, would you protect me knowing that I'm doing this as a little child trying to hear your voice? Protect me from the voice of any other enemy. And so you step out by faith. And you begin to attempt to hear the voice of God. And look, I'm going to tell you, just like any sinner, any lost person, if they come to Jesus honestly, humbly, repentant, the Lord will in no wise cast them out. I can tell you, if you'll approach this whole thing of hearing the voice of God humbly, with a repentant heart, with a pure heart, in faith, God will not disappoint you. He will not allow you to go astray. You know what will happen many times? I've had it happen so many times. Watch this. Is you say, God, I need an answer. Please help me. I empty myself of all these impure motives and private agendas. Speak to me. And I'll feel some sense, some whisper in my spirit. Yes, going this way. And I feel I can sense it. And I'll make a step. And when I make a step in that direction, all of a sudden, I'll make a step. Now, up until now, I've just felt this like this little nudge or something. And I'll make a step. And when I make the step, I'll feel, no! Y'all ever had that happen? Now, why didn't I have that back here? Lord, tell me no to go not go that way before I go that way. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself, but can I tell you this? God only leads moving objects. God does not work well in a static state because He's not static. When God ever says, let there be light, it never stops moving 186,000 miles per second. And so I say, God, I feel this way. You're saying, all right, I'm going to go this way. No! Well, I guess that's not it right there. I come back here now, God. And then I'll go this way. Yeah. Whoo, that felt good. I'm going to take another step. No! Oh, all right. Yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about, huh? Woo! And if you'll be sensitive to the Lord, it's amazing the doors. And the God will open. So the more you do this, no. Yeah. No. Yeah. No. Yeah. And after a while, you'll start learning when God picks up the phone. Hello, this is God. You know, he don't even say this is God. You say, God, that's you. And so you start going, yes, 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 no, oh, yes, yes. Y'all with me now? Oh, my God, I feel that all over. You know what I mean? That's being led by the voice of God. Oh, somebody give praise to Jesus in this place. Hallelujah. Now listen. My Lord, I feel this all over. But my time has run out today because Pat Bradley took all my time and then when he talked. But let me leave it here. and I'm going to pick it up right here next Sunday. How many of you would like to hear the rest of this, huh? I'm going to talk about next week specifically, what does that voice sound like? How do you hear the voice of God? It's one of the most important lessons I have ever learned. I treasure this thing. Sometimes, I'm not sure why all this happens. Sometimes, I'll be in a certain, go through a little bit of time, and I feel I'm walking with God as closely as I was, but I just don't seem to hear as often, you know, throughout the day, I don't know. And then all of a sudden, I'll get in a moment, like it happened this last week. I was telling someone that, you know, when I went down to Ferguson, this was actually the first day I went, just before Pat and I went together. I was down there by myself with some of the local pastors there. And I told somebody, I said, while I was down there, it's amazing. They all wanted me to do this and that and the other and talk to this person and that. And when I got down, I didn't have it when I was out here. But once I got down there, it's like for some reason, all of a sudden there was this heightened sense, this strongly, it's like every spiritual nerve was on end. And I knew immediately whether to say yes or no. No, I shouldn't do that. Yes, I should do that. No, I shouldn't do that. Yeah, it's like, it's wild. I was just like, whoo. As soon as they say, no, this person wants to talk to you. I said, no, I don't think it's right now. And this, oh, yeah, that's right. Y'all with me now? You can't determine when all that'll happen. But if you begin to practice walking in the voice of God.
Thank you for being part of the teaching ministry of Life Church. Our hope is that you take this message and apply it to your life in a practical way. If you would like more information about this ministry and you are in the St. Louis area, call us at 314-843-5575. If you are outside the St. Louis area, call us toll free at 1-800-610-LIFE. If you would like to write us, our address is 1416 Larkin Williams Road, Fenton, Missouri, 63026. Or visit us at our website at lifechurch-stl.com.